Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. 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 Diva.
walk runway. I give effect, effect, effect. I walk runway. I walk runway. Sickening runway over runway. Catwalk perfect. Fashion week stellar. All I require is walking room.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary father himself, Rodney Millard, on his way to Philadelphia, honey, to go and mourn the loss of the overall legendary mother, Stacey Blonick. Welcome, Father Rodney, to the air, honey. Hi, Father.
What's going on, Charlie? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just sitting here, just chilling and relaxing.
Okay. I have a good signal. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Freddie, yes. So let's get into this madness. I want to talk about North Carolina. We got an extra hour just in case we need one and it gets crazy and everything. But I want to talk about North Carolina because, you know, Chicago always comes and takes over everything. But I want to talk about the North Carolina Bowl. How was the North Carolina Bowl?
I really enjoyed myself in North Carolina. It started off kind of like iffy, but then the people started coming in, and it was a very nice crowd. It was Nemo Mizrahi, the overseer for North Carolina. in the building. You had Tony Revlon and the Stuart Revlon. You had Dominique. You had Marcus. Lyle Revlon. Then you had Andre. And, of course, the Mizzens came out and supported June as well. Then you had the Blondics with Father Terrence and Mother Econ. You had Tim Chanel. You had Robin Allure. I brought a few of my members. You had Diesel. You had Sean, Pretty Boy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we came and did a little something-something. Day-Day, Juhu the Cons. You had Jaquan and the Ebony's, Father Terrell. Then you had Javon, the Cons. You had Mousy. I mean, you had the people actually definitely came out. They came out and had a good. We had a good time. Minor discrepancies, as you know, shade with balls, different stuff like that. But at the end of the night, I don't think anyone had a discrepancy with the coins being distributed. Everybody got their money. Some categories say dollar signs, so it's what to expect. You know, you don't know what to expect, so dollar signs mean dollar signs. But the categories that were for the actual amount, like 300 here, 500 here, 100 here, everybody, you know, pretty much said they got their money. Anyone have a discrepancy with getting them the money?
Oh, I know that's right. Well, the girls in Chicago didn't get their money. I heard Cassandra only got $100 out of the 1,000.
Well, when I did my investigative reporting from that function, what I heard was Cassandra won Vogue Femme, and Aja won Female Figure Performance, and someone else won Twist. And they had a chance to battle. It was an outbreak and out, you know, different discrepancies and stuff like that. So they ended the ball, but they gave them something, I guess, you know, because no one battled for the 1,000. So, I mean, I guess as a promoter, you have an option of, okay, well, they are left. These are the three left. You know someone's going to win. So you can split the money two, three ways, however you're going to do it, or don't give out anything. But they decided to give them $100 each as far as what I heard.
Oh, no, that's fierce, honey. That's fierce.
Yeah.
But I want to definitely congratulate Nemo for a successful ball and giving away all your cash in North Carolina this weekend. Definitely well-deserved, honey. And I'm glad everybody came out and definitely had a good time at his function this weekend, honey. I'm glad y'all definitely had a good time this weekend at the function, honey.
Right.
Anything else about North Carolina before I go to Tayana, because she got her hand raised already.
Okay. Well, I can say some of the winners, I guess, from the ball, so the people would be familiar with some of the winners. Old Way was won by Javon Khan. Sneaker versus Sneaker was won by Jonte Lacroix. Butch Real was won by Ego Lacroix. Marcus Revlon won Small Boys Runway. Jade Revlon won Some Queen Realness. I won Urban Streetwear and also Executive Realness. Khan won Thug Realness. J-Rock Khan won Schoolboy. It was Baby Boy Prodigy versus like 7 or 8 Khans. And he would sit them down one by one by one. And the final battle was J-Rock and Baby Boy Prodigy. And J-Rock won at the end. And let me see, what else? The Twist was won by Lawrence and Gerard Ebony. Vogue Femme was won by Jatara. I think that's just how you pronounce it. Jatara Blani. And the Female Figure Performance was won by the Revlon Girls. And at the end, the Blondick won overall. Each category was 200, and then all the winners come back to battle for an additional 250. So the Blondick won overall for that. And that's the winners right off the top of my head. I wasn't taking a list.
Oh, I know, that's right. Congratulations to all the winners in North Carolina this weekend. Big shout-outs to y'all, honey. Definitely congrats to y'all. Working on out. North Carolina.
Oh, okay, I forgot one. Melvin Mizrahi for Senior Sex Iron.
I know, that's right. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Yes, honey. Well, let's go get my legendary. And another thing. Oh, my God, because, you know, this is fucking my pussy. Before I go get Tayana, this is fucking my pussy all day long. And I really wish that I was an icon, because if I was an icon and all these girls is running around here and all these girls are so-called and being deemed legendary and being walked out for a category, Rodney, I really want the Milans to take a walk Tim Tim out for legendary performance. It is well overdue. But it's no fucking shade.
I hear you.
Because if all these other girls are running around here and they're legendary, Tim Tim is definitely legendary in mother's eyes. But let me go get my sister Tayana Milan and bring her on the line. Tayana Milan, you're live on the radio. How you doing, sister?
How you doing, Kelly?
What's going on, Joe?
The girl said you caught up this weekend at the function, honey. What's the tea?
No, the girl's a lie girl. Let me tell you what's going on. So we had a function. The Begley Misters had their little ball or whatever, and the ball was flowing so well, until we get this certain commentator. I chose not to speak of his name right now.
Everybody got on the microphone and started acting a fool.
Wow. Well, someone got on the mic and, you know, they wasn't paying attention to what the judges were saying. And me
so
being
the judge, he was chopping the girl and he wasn't paying attention because he was too high on his weed and his car shit and sweating all over the place. He wasn't paying attention to the chopping mistake and the girls were standing to the side mistake, but they was actually really chopped.
Well, sister, you said it well.
But I do want to give congratulations to the winners.
The Herrera, Brian Herrera for winning Sex Siren, AJ Herrera for winning Pretty Boy Realness, and New Face, Lollipop Khan for winning Vogue. What was it? Vogue Film? No. I'm sorry. It wasn't Lollipop. It was Cassandra Ebony won Vogue Film. Aja Herrera won Female Performance, and The Runway Child, the Begley Misters. I want to give congratulations to all you guys that walked the one. But we would have really, really had a successful ball if they would have really won. The venue was lovely. I love the setup. It was called the Knockout Ball. They had a ring. I never thought of building a ring inside of a place where they had the ropes and everything. It was really, really nice. Your girls, your Mizrahi girls, I don't know what it is with them. They just all attack me. They all attack me when I walk out there, especially Keisha Mizrahi.
I got the TK through my ears that the category was Filthy Wilderness, and then you told them to open up the category, up to all to say, and you came out and you were like, Keisha, I want you. You sat Keisha down, and then Mother Keisha came and sat you down.
No, that's not true. No, it's Kima. You got the story wrong. What it is that it was a pretty girl category. It was pretty girl realness, and it was realness open to all. And there were still two trophies, Film Queen versus Drag. So when Duty was like, open up the category, just open it up, let them all battle. Keisha, it was me and Kima's turn to battle, and Keisha took it upon herself and said, no, I want her. I wish people had DVDs. She said, I want her. And, you know, she asked for me and she got what she got. Sent on her way. I mean, Kima is gorgeous. She's a film queen. She has all this work done. So, of course, it's harder for me to sit a person like that versus Keisha. So, I mean, big ups to Kima. I love her down. And we're still doing this for fun. You know, so.
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. So who was all excited? Who was excited? Who was excited at the function? I heard it was a fight.
Well, it really wasn't a fight. It was just a lot of pushing and who are you talking to and bitch this and bitch that. It was actually one of my house members' lovers with Tree when Tree went off and, you know, snatched the mic and did all what he done. You know, they was just going back and forth. I think they had some words earlier about who was doing the commentation then, because they had asked one of my house members to commentate, and Tree wanted to commentate, and they was telling Tree, no, this is just a story that I was getting. So they already had, you know,
after
stuff in the air. What are you doing? Yeah. But other than that, the bottom of the bar was lovely.
I definitely gotta give a big shout out to my sons, Georgie and Danny Mizrahi, for definitely wearing the trade out on Saturday in Harlem. The trade thought that they was gonna gay bash my children, Miss Thing, and we came from our house meeting, Miss Thing, and Georgie and Danny, they are straight bash the trade, Miss Thing. So big shout out to Georgie and Danny for definitely straight bashing the trade. They thought they was gonna gay bash the girls, Miss Thing, and my sons wore them thin in Harlem this weekend.
Yay.
How you doing? Baby,
no, that's right.
They bashing around here, my boy said, honey, and they beat the trade, honey. How you doing?
Wow.
Rich. Yes, honey. Well, I don't know, honey. I don't know what's going on, honey. There's a lot going on, honey. There's a lot going on, honey. But hopefully the girls from the cat fight for last on Wednesday would say the girls are definitely calling from the cat fight, honey. But is that all we have from we was on 145th and 8th Avenue at the Popeyes on 145th and 8th Avenue at Popeyes. And the train came out of Popeyes, honey, and they came out with the slippery and wet sign, honey, and thought that they were going to bash my sons, Miss Thing. And my sons told me there won't be no gay bashing around here. It's going to be some straight bashing. And they beat the shit out the train and fell at Popeyes on 145th and 8th Avenue. And all the other straight people were telling me, y'all just got your ass whooped by some motherfucking fags. Honey. Is that all that happened at the function? Anything else that happened at the function that we need to know about?
That's pretty much it.
Well, if anybody got anything to say about the function, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come up here and give us y'all feedback on how y'all like the function that happened this weekend in North Carolina. How do y'all like the function that happened this weekend and Chicago, honey? Definitely feel free, honey. Yes, honey. Yes, mother didn't live, honey. I felt like I was Michelle Obama and my boys were Secret Service, honey. Yeah, honey. But Go ahead, honey. What you gonna say something?
I do at the ball. Diddy had made a point. I was messing with the fourth, but I do agree. For Realness with a Twist, they need to go back to doing realness first. That would eliminate some lines and would eliminate a lot of time. Doing realness. Don't let them just come in there and get up in those get-ups. Don't come in there, get up in those wigs, and get up in those tutus and stuff. Have realness first. I have to walk a form of realness. Even if they do their own realness with a Swiss line by themselves. But I prefer if they walk in the regular realness categories to blend in with the regular people. You know what I'm saying? Some of the people will be offended if they lose to a twister. But, oh, well, that means, you know, the judges feel like they're real. And then they can go twisted, but not just come out with your tights on, your spandex, and your leg warmers when most of the time you can't walk realness, but you walk in realness with a twist.
I know that's right, honey. I mean, but let's not waste no time, Miss Day, because ain't nobody calling in about this girl, Miss Day, honey. And hopefully once I bring my daughter out. It was 145th and 8th Avenue on the corner across the street from where Willie Burgers used to be at, Miss Day, across the street from the motherfucking Bank of America and the motherfucking Popeyes, so all you girls that don't know. 8th Avenue, Frederick Douglass Boulevard, right there on the corner. God damn. Honey, the other Popeyes is on 135th and 7th. Damn. Y'all bitches don't know Harlem. Stop spinning shit that y'all know nothing about. Honey, but, honey, maybe I'll bring my daughter or maybe the lies will just start popping off this thing. And, you know, I'll get the girls to call in this thing and we can start this, you know, this shit.
They can't play over again because I'm hearing it.
It was definitely the world premiere of Willow Smith's video today featuring my legendary daughter, the legendary mother herself, the legendary Naomi Mizrahi. I'm calling her, honey. She's going to come on. I'm going to play Willow's song, and then we're going to come into my mouth. And we're going to come into my mouth.
Well, I saw a rally.
Hello?
Yes, hold on one moment, honey. Hold on one minute, honey. Yes, hold on, honey. Let me play the song, and then we're going to come back with the legendary mother, Lady Ali, this right here, honey, live on the ear, honey.
What's going on, Naomi? This is Rodney Milan.
Hey, Rodney. Hi, Sayana.
Hey.
I'm good.
How y'all been?
All right.
Been good. Been good.
Okay.
Well, Naomi, where do you want to start at? Do you want to start?
Kelly, your phone is low. Kelly. Your phone is low, Kelly.
It's been a lot that has happened since last week, Wednesday, with the speculations of you getting kicked out of Rogue Evolution and you starting your own crew and you doing the video with Willow. Where do you want to start at Legendary Mother?
Well, about last week, I don't really have nothing to touch on that because people are just going to think and say whatever they want. And they're not going to get a reaction out of me because that's not me. I just wanted to tell them that jealousy is a disease, and I hope they feel better. That's all.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Well,
let's go into how did Jada and Willow pick you out for this video?
Well, I actually got a call from the choreographer for the video, and she actually got the number from one of my friends here in New York named Tweety. She's a choreographer as well. And they just told me that they wanted me to come down there and be in the video. So I'm like, okay, maybe I have to come down there and do some choreography or, like, do something. So, like, you know, actually teach or, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be in the video or nothing. So once I got there, I met Jada and I met Will Smith. Oh, I love them so much. They're, like, beautiful people, like all of them, the kids and everything. And just experience out there was just so much fun. Everything was, like, so much fun, just watching everything just being done and everybody just enjoying the energy and just being in the dance and in that industry. It was just so much fun. And I don't know, I was just so excited for the video to come out. That's why I really didn't tell that many people because I just wanted to be kind of a surprise, and I liked it. That's all.
I know that's right. I know that's the case, honey. Where should I go next? I don't even know where to go right now. You know, I just posted to all the girls in the chat room. I just posted the video in the chat room. I just posted a picture in the chat room from the video also. I'm about to post another video, another picture in the chat room. And y'all can definitely go to 106 and Park and vote this video number one, honey. Let's support our girls and the scene, Miss Thang. And, you know, and take this video definitely to number one, honey. And like I told all you girls on Facebook, everybody has this talent in the ballroom scene. Everybody can take what they learn from the ballroom scene and definitely take it mainstream. And definitely don't play with it, honey. But hold on, we have a caller. Let's take this caller. Private caller, you're live on the air with all four legends. How are you doing, private caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, private caller.
Kelly.
Hi, who's this?
This is the overall legendary mother from the House of Payless. So what's going on, Naomi? I live for the video.
Hey, who is this?
Mother Payless. What's the deal, Naomi?
Nothing, just chilling.
I was living, honey. You had your hair all tied back and you pulled it out. Yes, Mom.
Thank you.
Kelly.
Yes, darling.
You were sitting in that pink gown, Mama. You were giving me prom queen in that motherfucking gown, and that maid was sitting.
Thank you very much, darling.
Bye-bye, Kelly. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Mooches.
Okay, we have another caller, 404-916. You're live on the air. How you doing, Carla?
Hello.
Hello.
Sister.
Sister, that's Roxy. That's Roxy.
Oh, my God, it's the legendary mother herself. The legendary Roxy Ibisu is live on our motherfucking air. How you doing, Roxy?
I'm great. How are you?
What's going on, Roxy?
Nada. Lele, I just want to congratulate you. You kept that secret for a long time, honey, and it's dope. I love it.
Oh, I love you, sis. Thank you.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Yes.
So anyway,
I'm
good night,
Mother
you guys.
Roxy, you
to
live on the show, honey.
Have a good night,
honey.
Sis.
You too.
Okay. We have another caller at 716-393. You're live on the air. On the show. How you doing,
Carla? Hey, what's up, Kelly? Hey, Rodney. Hi, Tiana. Hey, Leomi. What's up? This is Two-Way.
Hey, Two-Way.
What's going on, Two-Way?
What's good, y'all? I was watching it because I'm a fan of 106 and Park, and I said, wait a minute. Somebody just did a dip. So I had to go over my friend's house to go back and rewind it because they took it off of YouTube for a minute. And then I had called Larry, and Larry told me it was you. I was like, congratulations, though.
Thank you.
Yo.
Thank you, Two-Way, for definitely calling in here.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So, Leomi, what's next on the Leomi tour?
Well, I just came back from Jacksonville, Florida this weekend, and I did a master road class out there. I had so much fun. I had about, like, 15 students, and it was, like, so much fun. It was mostly girls. It was one Umbridge queen and, like, two straight boys. It was a kiki, but it was, like, so much fun. And then in 2 weeks, I have to go back to Florida, actually, but I'm going to South Beach this time to do another class out there and hopefully just open up something out there to be doing classes and stuff. And I'm trying to start doing classes in New York, too, because I have a lot of people, especially, especially people from, like, overseas that like moved to New York and stuff, they hit me up a lot, and like I can start doing something out of that.
Leon, this question for you. I'm going to when we first started, when you first came on the line, and Kelly was, you said you didn't want to comment for one Evoke Evolution scenario, but for myself,
I don't mind commenting on that. I thought she was just talking about, you know, like how everyone was just talking about me and all that extra stuff.
Okay.
Said,
I
don't
want to
come in on.
I wasn't. I'm not in the know on that per se, but I was trying to just see. Would you want to comment on how did it come about? As far as I'm saying, you were dismissed, or not naming any particular individual. Did the group as a whole vote you out, or did you leave, or could you explain a little bit to me about it?
No, I'm gonna actually explain everything. And
okay.
You'll understand once I finish. Like the way it went about, I actually kept quiet because I hated it. Like it was nothing to even argue about or nothing. Because you know I was doing something on my own and I was focused on that. But what had happened was that we were supposed to go to Canada and we were supposed to get paid a certain amount of money, but we were lied to and Pony told us we were supposed to get paid a different amount. So when I called to Canada, to the people that was trying to book us, I told them that basically, you know, I don't want to go out there and have to do all that, and it's like we have to do extra work and all that for the amount that you're giving us, like, you know, that we're coming all the way to Canada. So they were like, well, usually we pay such and such and such, and that's when I'm like, oh, so y'all send a check amount. They have sent a check at first, and then they sent another check after we were supposed to perform. which was a certain amount of money that we were getting that we did not know. So once I found that out, I basically told Deshaun and I told Prince, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I've been really doing more of the Vogue Evolution thing because I wasn't living in New York. I was in VA. So when I came back, I thought I was supposed to be performing back with them. And then come to find out that when Deshaun called to, like, all the bookings that we were getting before that they already have done, we were actually getting paid more, and Pony was paying us less. So when he did that and we found out, me, Prince, and Deshaun, we left. So that's how it's just Pony and Malachi. And then Pony started his own little Vogue Evolution thing. And I guess Prince went his own way, and me and Deshaun were trying to work on something, but, you know, we just gag like that he did that to us. So the fact that I left, and you know, all the stuff from the show, how it showed, you know, that I was like a diva and all that. So they used that to basically show to basically say that, oh, that's why they kicked me out. But I did not get kicked out. I left because of the situation. And who wouldn't leave because of the situation? So we try to speak to him about it, and he never showed up. So it's like, I'm not gonna deal with that. We're like, why should I have to deal with that? We all did it together, totally. And yeah, yeah. So it was like, to even hear Johnny get on the show.
You ain't never do an interview since y'all was on America's Best Dance Crew. So can you please tell everybody what happened behind the scenes on America's Best Dance Crew and what they showed on television?
Well, basically, the time that I did walk off stage, it was because of wardrobe. They had spray painted these rain boots that I had on, and when I was in the cage, they was hurting my ankles, and I told them that I couldn't dance in it, so they gave me these other shoes that were also uncomfortable, and all I told them was that you can just give me some simple, you know, I wasn't, like, trying to carry or nothing, I was being nice, and they was like, no, you're just going to have to work with what you want to work with, so it was really hurting to the point where the next day I had, like, bruises on my ankles, and I'm not used to getting bruises, like, you know, even though I bruise fast, but, like, you can really tell that it hurt, so I kind of spazzed out, and I got mad. And I walked off stage. But nobody was there. Like, Little Mama was not there. Nobody was there. That was just a rehearsal earlier the day of the show. And then the week after, we wasn't even going to nothing, really. Like, the time that we was rehearsing for the Bollywood challenge, like, the time that I showed, like, Pony and them shaking their head and all that, like, they made all that extra because the only time that we had an issue was the first day. And when they did tape stuff, it was like when, you know, they were feeling some type of way because I walked off stage. But they didn't understand what I was trying to tell them because none of them was in my position. And I'm trying to tell them, and they see that I was trying to be nice at first, but they try to turn it all around.
Okay. The people on the show were not your constituents, correct?
Yeah. It's the way they edit stuff.
The editors and stuff. Right, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody's on the phone line, or you have any questions that you want to come and ask the legendary mother, Leone Ms. Wright, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And you can definitely ask questions. She's here for her live interview, honey. You know, I was going to wait until Wednesday and do an exclusive interview with her on Wednesday. But since the video blew out tonight, honey, and the girls wasn't really impacting like they was, I said, well, why not tonight to have a better night to have the legendary mother on? Hopefully the girls that have all the female figures that was on the show last week Wednesday, they will definitely call in tonight. The females and definitely catch my
Kelly,
brother.
Female figures on the show Wednesday night.
Hopefully those female figures will definitely call in because I know our show was definitely better because I have a couple of them on my friends on Facebook and some of the girls have deleted me from Facebook, so you know the girls are definitely better. So hopefully some of those fellas will call in here tonight.
Oh, wow. Were they not female figures, right, Kelly? Did they denounce that?
They denounce that, but they are female figures, Tony.
Oh,
hopefully those female figures are calling here tonight, Tony. Baby, you know, they scratched last week, Tony. I'm ready for them to come back tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, on I can speak of the other show. I was listening to Kai's shows earlier. I wish Tony would call in on tonight as well. I don't know if he fell asleep or not, but he was speaking about the Legends Ball and some of the things that they were attempting to do, and some of the people were calling in, making suggestions and different stuff like that, which they were making good points and things like that. And so he said it's a panel of 13 icons and legends that would be sitting and I don't know if it's justifying or denouncing or whatever is all playing on the table for the Legends Ball. And he named, you know, a few of the people. He named like five icons, and I was one of the legends that were chosen to be on the panel with the icons. So I want to say thank you to him for, you know, respecting me enough in the scene for what I have accomplished. And he said, traveling around the whole country as far as walking and being respected, things like that, to put me on the panel. You know, the people were saying that they just want the people to be fair, and they didn't think that they didn't think that Andre and Stewart would be fair, that they would be more biased towards different things. I don't know why they would say that, but some of the people had concerns on that, and Tony was, you know, assuring the people that this is a ball that his name is on, so when it comes to the structure of the ball, that it will be handled accordingly. And then a couple of people was asking, why was the ball in Atlanta if everybody screams Mecca, New York, and New York is this and this and this? And then Tony explained that Andre was like the forerunner as far as making arrangements for the ball this year. That's why it's in Atlanta, and it would be good for them to have it in Atlanta. Since he don't live that far from Atlanta, you know, everything can be organized and done properly. And then plus with the venues in New York being at Screaming High and time consumption and different things like that, that, you know, it's kind of hard in New York. So Atlanta would be a good place right now. So it was fairly decent, very decent. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
More. Yeah. All right,
we have another caller. 718-715.
I'm on the air on the
recap
show. How
are
you doing?
Hey, what's up? This is Cassandra, y'all.
Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra. What's going on?
Nothing chilling, yes. Just sitting at home listening to Erykah Badu.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm playing. Okay, so I was just calling basically like to give the recap of the Chicago Bowl. I think it was Troy's Bowl, Troy Mishka's Bowl.
Don't disrespect him like that. His name is Candace. I mean, her name is Candace now. Is that correct? Or is she back to Troy? I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, my. Excuse me, I'm sorry, because I was in half when she was Troy or whatever, and, you know.
I trust me, I know. But I try to, you know, be respectful.
Okay, Candace, well, I'm so sorry about that anyway. It's no shade or whatever.
We understand.
Okay, so it was her ball or whatever, and I came down there. I took off of work or whatever, and I walked the ball, and Goldfin was supposed to be $4,000. I won the category, but I didn't get all the coins. Pretty much, I got $100, and, you know, I was kind of salty about that because, you know, I had bought my effect. I pumped to the ball or whatever, and the girls couldn't stay within their skin or whatever the case may have. You were nice and wanted to fight, and right during the Vogue Femme category, and it was down to the last two. Me and Aja had won. And basically what they said was we should have split the coin like 5 and 5, which would have been fair, but, you know, the girls gave that she didn't have her coins because the ball wasn't packed at all.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I just think that it's really late that, you know, you throw a ball and you say that your category is for $1,000 or whatever the case may have you, and you don't already have your cash or whatever. I really don't know what the hell the case of the tea is. I'm just, you know, working and things like that and nice and what. Girl, I came out to have fun and walk this ball and win $1,000 and only come up with $100. That's a fool.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yes. So we would definitely like to know if Duty or Candace would call in to tell us what was their take on it to defend the allegation. Well, not allegations, because everybody said that's all you did get, $100. To explain to us, you only received $100.
Okay, so this was also the other part of the fee. Okay, so the other part of the fee was, okay, Troy gave me $100, and she gave Asha $100, and she told me they had to go get the rest from Duty. Now, Duty's running back and forth throughout the ball, whatever the case may have you. And I finally catch up with Duty, and she said that she had to get her coins from the door. Now, I know that couldn't possibly have been true because there had to have been at least 40 people at this ball. So you couldn't have came up with no damn $1,000 if 40 people's at your ball. And then you had to pay your commentators. And then you had to pay all three of your commentators because you had, like, three commentators, your DJ, other categories. I don't know, but it's a fool.
I don't know. Judy or the other child, please call in here because they want to know where, because I don't want to know where the rest of the coins at. Please call in and explain where the rest of these coins are, honey. And if they call in here, Cassandra, I'm definitely going to bring you back on the line, honey. So you can hold on right here, okay?
All right, because I definitely want to know where the hell my coins went. No shade.
Okay, Laomi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, a question from the chat room that came from Philadelphia Legend. They want to know what legends do you want to eat up for legendary performance?
I don't know. I don't be thinking of voguing like that. Like, when I come out, I just come out to Vogue and just have fun. I really don't be trying to come after nobody. But if I do have to battle certain people.
Who walking the ball? Are you walking the throwback ball this weekend?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Beyonce.
If you have any other questions, feel free to definitely press 1 or definitely send your questions through Yahoo. And we'll definitely answer your questions. You're definitely on the line. I've been in for an extra hour for the show this day, but I don't know what's going on this day. I don't know where the fellas is at this day.
I have a question.
What's up, Tayana?
Yeah, Tayana.
Lele, when you do blow up and, you know, you get up there, say, for instance, you have a certain, you know, celebrity, as far as Lil Wayne or anyone, would you out there?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that stuff.
So you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. So you heard about the singing star?
I think, and let me go to that topic because we have never got to that topic because nobody has ever brought it up. But since
right.
You brought it up,
so you know I have to be the one to bring it up.
Since you brought it up, I'm going to touch it. I think that even though somebody put that video out that she made and it was out there and it was out there and it was all around and everything, I think it was good that it was out there. But then I think it was wrong for her to tell you to go on those radio shows and say, oh, I don't want to talk about this, and all of that stuff, and putting these people out there. You should have left your business where with that. The girls put whatever they put up there, you was real as way in the stand. You could have came up there and rebutted everything they put up there. It wasn't true. But you didn't go and sit on those radio stations in Chicago and spill your tea and do this and do that. I think it was dead motherfucking wrong. You don't fuck this one, you don't fuck that one, you don't fuck this one, you don't fuck that one. Now, when they find your motherfucking body some motherfucking place, they got to go to
Kelly, don't talk like that. Kelly, don't talk like that.
That's where it's going to go to. Let's see where it was at. It should have stayed where it was at. It makes it bad for females like me now. Yes, it makes it bad for all the rest of us who say they want to get a whack on something that want a motherfucker be ass motherfucking sugar daddy and shit.
Right.
Hold on, we got another caller. Baltimore, 410-530. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Okay, well, first, before I get to the question for Laomi, I want to catch up on what Kelly was just mentioning. I think it's funny that you guys have these $500 to $10,000 balls, and then you talk about the girls who are selling their bodies, but it's funny that it seems like y'all promote it. You know what I'm saying? I hear all this talk about HIV prevention, but nobody's saying, okay, we need to get our T-girls off the street. Help them get a motherfucking job, you know?
Baby, it is 2010, okay? I've been trying to get some of my children that do certain things, I'm not gonna put their business out here, from doing what they want to do. You can only lead a horse to the water. You can't make him drink it.
Exactly.
Correct.
First of all, thank God you were on that damn music video. At first, I thought you were shading because they kind of make it seem like Will started this shit, and I thought it was gonna be another Little Kim and Nicki Minaj episode. How was it like when you? I know everybody else is watching from TV and everything. Like me personally, my first time meeting the STEM queen, I never shaded, but it was just like I felt different, you know, because it's something I've never been around. So how was it when you were on stage? Well, in the studio with all the little kids, and how did everybody accept you exactly?
It was just funny because, like, they dressed me as a teacher. So when we was on set, like, all the little kids was like, teacher this, teacher that. And they'll be like, oh, my God, what you going to do? What you going to do? And then, like, some of them knew who I was from America's Best Dance Crew. Like, it was no type of shade. Everybody was just cool.
Okay. All right. Girl, I'm glad, bitch, you had me break my damn laptop over your ass. Because when I saw you, bitch, all that lacoste, you went straight to the screen.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, thank you all for definitely calling in. Leilu, the next question that came over from the chat room, they want to know, Kelly, can you please ask Leilu, why do all the older girls shade her and try her, but Mika lives for you?
I don't know. I can't honestly, like, answer that because, like, I personally, I don't, you know, I'm not a shady person. I'm not like that. Especially not in the boring scene or, like, nothing. Like, I'm always nice. I'm always calm and humble. And these people just choose to pick at me. And I will never retaliate unless, like, you know, like, someone tried to put their hands on me or something, and that's totally different. But besides that, it's, like, whatever. People are going to say whatever they want, like I said earlier. It doesn't bother me. Like, at times, it aggravates me at the point where it's, like, I want to say something, but then I look at it and I'm like, well, these people, like, they dwell into this ballroom scene and, like, the fame of the ballroom scene. And I guess that's what makes me different from everybody. Well, not everybody else, but, like, certain people, because they just look at the ballroom scene as, like, their life. And you just got to, you know, it's fun. It's just something that you do when you don't have nothing else to do, you know, or you just want to go see your friends or just hang out and enjoy yourself. And just people make, like, everything negative out of just everything. And it's crazy to see how, like, your own, like that the scene that you're from or, like, the community that you're representing is, like, attacking you because, like, you don't do this. I'm not doing this just for myself. It goes to show that the girls out there, they can do whatever they want. Like, if you want to sing, if you want to do whatever you want, just go for it. You have people on, you know, on MTV making the band, like, girls on there and, you know, girls everywhere. You have ISIS. Like, we're breaking barriers and we're trying to stamp our world out there, and it's like, if we don't stick together, like, what else is there to do? Like, you understand, we're supposed to love each other. That's all.
Right. So, Kelly, I want to know, since you say the girls were, you know, trying to bash or whatever, could you name the girls? Because I don't know. Who?
The girls that was on the show last week Wednesday was Janice, Chanel, Deja LaPerla, Charisma Icon, and Yolanda Revlon. But Yolanda really didn't have anything much to say with that. It didn't really have much to say. I just love the fact of that Yolanda was on that show, and I spoke with Nicole earlier that day, and she said she wanted the show to be called The Cat Fight. So when I worded the show and was sending it out to everybody, I worded the show as The Cat Fight. And so I thought the girls were going to come out there and they were going to, you know, we are all girlfriends, and everything, Miss Day. So I don't know why we can't come out and give the girls a show, Miss Day, and then we all be girlfriends after the show. When I said about them being washed up, and Yolanda came on right after me and said, I have to definitely agree with Kelly that Deja is definitely washed up. That was the door right there opening for these girls to get that motherfucking venom and they popped up in their body so they could come out and give me a performance on Saturday for this legendary performance that is going to kick these motherfucking girls' ass, Miss Thing. But they wanted to just run it down and keep it all cut and lady bitch, girl. If you say cat fight, when I think of cat fight, I think of bitches coming out there and hair being pulled and everything, bitch. And a bitch is voguing to the death when you say cat fight.
Right. Please, no touching. That's bold.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, but I, you know, I love everybody. And, you know, all the girls out there, all the girls, they're still my sister and everything, Miss Thing. And, you know.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh,
a lot of info today.
I just got a red phone text. I don't understand what you wrote in the red phone text. So can you please text me back what you wrote in the red phone text, Miss Thing? Somebody just text me. I don't understand why the girls ain't calling me. I don't understand why the girls ain't calling me in tonight, Miss Thing. I put an extra hour in for the show and everything tonight. And, oh, the girls in the chat room mouth is nasty, Miss Thing. They said Yolanda is fat. Deja is handicapped, Miss Thing. Y'all girls in the chat room is rude, Miss Thing. I'm gagging at y'all girls. And another question that just came over, Laomi. They said, Laomi, are you single?
Yes.
Yeah, she's single. They gave me like charisma is toothless. Ooh, Miss Thing. You girls in these chat rooms need to stop. Honey, y'all need to stop, honey. Oh, my God, honey. You see? Honey, y'all don't walk it up. Hold on, honey. Baby, that may be the girl. That may be the rest of the, that may be the rest of the girls are definitely calling in after this. Hold on, honey. Maybe the rest of the girls are calling in now.
Hold on, Big Papa. Hi, everyone. Tayana, Rodney, and
good evening.
Laomi. Big Papa, hold up. Let me, Laomi. I was listening to your show. First of all, I want to congratulate you. I think that is a blessing that you are able to take your performance and go to the most highest heights of all. You have all my blessings. I have nothing against you. I have nothing against your performance. I have nothing against the person you are. Now, as far as the real term, because this is where the term female figure came from, Big Papa over there, as far as that real term was going on, I brought these girls to a platform so that Rodney and Tayana, so that they can come back out and bring the battle on, you know, the appropriate way. At the time, Laomi is sealing it. I digs it in Miss Deja's ear. I digs it in, you know, those that are my girlfriends. I dig it in their ear so that they can come out. Not discrediting you, Laomi, but Deja, when it stopped, that's where the performance stopped. That was true. Big Papa got on the phone and decided to ruin my whole show. Yell, she called them washed up. It was going to be a cat fight already because Yolanda was itching. And she did make that statement to Deja, and we knew that Yolanda had a different opinion about everybody on the panel. But that wasn't able to go through because Big Papa started to defend you like if we, like, blatantly said, Laomi such and such or Laomi such and such. Now, I'm not up here to speak those girls and how they may feel, and because they can do that for themselves. This is not even towards you. This is towards Big Papa over there. And trying it, calling me fellas and female figures and all these things to bring me on this phone, Big Papa. And I wanted to tell you personally, because I'm an older person and I'm not jealous. I applaud everything. But I kiki at my sisters who are the divas, and you come and you turn it on out. My female figure
campaign to all of you on the phone. I thought about it. I've been thinking about it. I've been trying to figure out. I don't have a problem with people who choose to say that they are female figures. I want everybody to know that because I don't want anybody to take it offensively. If that is the category that you think that you are in or you're ready to be called, that's fine. I just think that maybe we should separate. And, you know, Wednesday I had the whole denouncing the term. But because I want to make sure it's fair, I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or think that I am passing judgment. I'm just making a statement and giving my opinion about how I feel about the girls who worked very hard to stay in drag and took all these moans and did all these different things to become to where they are. And then they are being put together by people who are just coming along. And I think that it should be separated. I'm not reading anybody that has on a wig 24 hours a day and just started taking hormones. I'm not talking about the butt screen and drags. I just think that it should be some separation. And if you look at it logically, that's where the problem is coming from, because the older girls are not participating because they're feeling conflicted by being put up against younger children that are called female figures or younger children that are coming to the Fem Queen stage but have not reached there, like Big Papa, and that has not yet reached there. So that term would be, okay, female figure. You would have to put some in the middle. They do deserve a spot. They are, you know, participating in the overall ballroom scene. So we would, okay, you want to give them, but I think it just should be separated. That's how I feel. That's how I'm going to campaign it. That's what I said, because that's how I feel. And if anybody has a problem with it, your opinion is respected, but I just think that we should separate the whole situation because it would lessen the confusion about everything. You getting it hot, Kelly was talking. She was talking too fast. She didn't even know how to interview you. You was about to say, if you had to say, even though you're not that type of girl, and you're not, but this is what your Big Papa mother is looking for. If you had to say which one of those girls on that panel, whether it be positive or negative, you would never mind or you would pull them to hit the floor. You was going to say it earlier until she started talking.
Well, Johnny's again, because, I don't know, she just has something against me. And it's not personally, but it's, like, I guess against my performance. Oh, like, she don't see it or something like that. And then, like, a week and a half ago or two, I saw her on one of the Vogue nights, and she apologized and took all that back. And then, again, she came out last week, and she was saying whatever she was saying. So, like, I just want to battle her just for the fun of it, just to, like, you know,
so
make it hot.
You don't have a problem. And what do you feel about all of those girls' performance? Honestly, you are taking your hype to all these different places and everything. We need to hear, because you're always sitting back saying, okay, well, and that's why you can't think always someone is just attacking you, because you paid it, and I live for it. But how do you feel about each one of them girls' performances? Do you believe that Big Papa was right and they are washed up? Do you believe that they need to do more to handle you? And these are all my sisters, but I'm going to hear how you tell me, how you feel. Tell the truth.
Honestly, from watching Avisa Ball and just knowing their performance period, Deja, like, I love Deja. She's a girl, like, one of the legends that, to me, like, she's like, every time she come out, she makes me feel it. I love Deja. And, like, you looking at Yolanda, like, Yolanda just, she still has it. I love you. That's the queen. It's been her and Allura. Always, 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 always. And then, I don't know, Charisma, like, I live for Charisma.
Don't go there. Don't break up now. Come back, please. Hello? Kelly.
Hello, Naomi.
Get your switchboard together, Cal.
Naomi, are you still there? Hold on,
you must have been moving, traveling.
I'm going to get that bitch, Miss Kelly. I want the whole world to know, honey.
Yes, I'm Nicole. So you're feeling some kind of way because Shelly came on your show and...
And yes, tell it to Rodney. You seen me. I had no control. She yelled over me and everything. But let me tell you something. And everything, y'all hear me and Kelly Reed. I've known Kelly for... That's my... We've been through this for years. She know that
right.
She shouldn't have did that to me. And the war is on. And like I said to all of y'all who fight with each other at this first... Me and her has done this for... years. And now she has started something in Rodney, Tiana, you need to start getting your, you know, prepared.
I'll lay on me back on the line. Her phone,
all right,
her
thank,
phone and
thank you.
And somebody in the chat room, we need to get Johnny's on the phone because somebody in the chat room just sent them a message and they want to know, can Johnny's please name five of her legendary moments?
Hello?
Okay, wait, you broke up completely. You said, and Charisma, I like her performance, but...
Oh, no, but, like, she always come out in, like, and she's been coming out lately, like, in a dress or something. Like, she doesn't come out, like, in a comfortable, you know, like, she doesn't come out comfortably enough to want to vote.
Do you think Charisma won a day of you?
I don't know. It depends how the judges feel. To me, I feel like since I became legendary, it's been hard for me to walk now because, like, they be wanting me to be more like back in the day kind of performance. They want me.
Well,
to be
I mean, to be honest, like to cut you off, I'm gonna need that from you too, though. I like that your humbleness. God bless you. God bless you, Laomi, because you're so humble.
Hold on, because I'm gonna tell you.
Wait,
I'm
no,
listen.
This is your show.
Hold
let
on,
me come
on
and talk.
Hold on.
Girl.
Oh my God.
Hold on, Nicole. I'm going to tell you just like I told Laomi. Okay. Laomi has came out plenty of times, and they have put clips of Laomi up voguing like Laomi vogues like the rest of the Femme Queens won. That didn't make Laomi legendary. What made her legendary is her performance, her dramatics, her stunts, and everything. That's what made her legendary, and that's what the girls want to see. They don't want to see that performance. If they wanted to see that, Miss Thing, then those girls would still be motherfucking, you know, doing the damn thing.
Okay, well, I know Laomi history. And why she's legendary just as well as I know yours and why a lot of things. But I have no discrepancy because I think you came in, like I said, Deja was the last as far as that era, leaving it out. Allura was still standing. And I think you came in and I think you destroyed it. And it's not whether it doesn't matter how we feel you look or how what we may think about you personally, you have eaten it up. And you're going to, I'm a person like that. I'm going to give it on up to you. That's the way it goes. But I'm going to need you, like, with you feeling like they attacking you and you're making statements like jealousy is a secret, I mean, a disease, I'm going to need you to say more to how you really feel because I'm not buying that, oh, I just think that she needs to have a dress, not with having a loudmouth mother like Big Papa. So I'm not buying that. I'm just going
to
do
it. You don't have to buy it because I'm not selling nothing. This is how I feel. I don't know what you expect me to say or what, like, what you're trying to get out of me, but this is how I feel. Like, it's not what you're expecting, then I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, well.
And Laomi will never come out of character for these girls. She is a woman, and she will stay a woman.
Miss Kelly, I would like to hear Laomi speak for herself. I'm tired of you, Secretary Kelly.
Hello.
Are you always yelling and screaming and speaking and making every show all
just,
about
just hold
I
on,
respect,
Laomi.
And I think everybody should respect Laomi because she's turned it. But, girl, everybody has their own opinion, and they are entitled to feel the way they fucking want. And if that's the way they feel, and like she, making it hot, and Laomi is who she is, like I said,
well,
her humbleness,
you know
I applaud.
You know what you need to do? You need to click over on your other line and get those female figures back on the line so they can voice their opinion.
You know what, Kelly? I don't think it's you that they want to come for. I think it's Kelly. So when you come with your performance, hold on. I'll do that for you, Kelly. Hold on. When you come with your performance, see why you all prepared and thinking of shade. To be really honest, of course, I think that they will feel a little like, ooh, Miss Thing is serving us. Of course, I think that with anybody. But I don't think with their history and their making of the situation that there is any type of jealousy. I think they're going to all get up together and they want Kelly to be her baddest $1,000 performance. And why don't you put on a cat suit and do a lovely performance and battle those girls you said that's washed up.
Oh, my God. Nicole and Kelly. Y'all both know.
wait, no, Rocky. Because as washed up as those motherfucking bitches are, and as me and my motherfucking biggest weight that I ever been in 15 years, I honestly think that I can get them as washed up as those motherfucking bitches are. But say, and I can give you every washed up moment for each and every one of them, Miss Say. Let's talk them, let me roll, girl. I want those girls on the line so I can give my moments, Miss Say. I want Miss Janice, I want Miss Asia, I want Charisma, I want all of those girls back up on this motherfucking line. So
well, we know America, it's not Naomi that has the problem. It's Big Papa, and she wants all the girls, and I think all the girls are going
to
give her what she wants.
Okay, I guess you're not. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, baby? Who am I speaking with?
I'm gagging with this fucking ball. I'm really gagging. What the fuck was happening there?
What's going on?
I don't know, they piece the ball. Naomi.
Hello?
What are you doing, girl?
Very fun.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just chilling.
Have you been? I haven't seen you for a long time.
Who is this?
This is called Labari.
Oh, hi.
What's up, baby? This is none other called Labari, the venomous. The venomous Calabari, the icon, the air you breathe. When you live here, Paris. Paris, I'm the air you breathe. What else can I tell you, Paris? Get your ass bigger, Paris, please. Get it bigger. What?
Thank you for calling in, baby. Hopefully, Nicole will come back and she'll have her girls. She'll have her girls on the line, honey.
But, Kelly, honey. Some people, Kelly,
right,
you listening? Naomi is, you know, she's very humble and, you know, very modest in her performance and everything, but she's not a talker or whatever, she's a doer. Her performance speaks for itself, therefore brings the words of others, and sometimes people do feel offended when they feel like you have to defend her when you don't, because if she don't come on there to say anything, they know when they see her at a ball, it'll be fear in their hearts because they know they have to battle her, and it's not her that's doing anything because she's only the performer. The judges are what makes the final decision. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
girl, that, and that,
you know
I think that's...
Rodney, oh, I have to call her back because her phone hung up. But you know what it is, Rodney? It's been a lot of things have happened.
Hello?
Outside of... hi, Naomi. A lot of things have happened, Rodney, outside of walking down that runway and these girls performing with these girls in the background, with these girls out in the back sides of the balls and walking around the ball, and they know it's legendary performing, and they know Larry's in the motherfucking building, and she's going to motherfucking walk, and these girls want to say things and want to taunt her and try to entice her not to walk this motherfucking category, or they're going to do this, or they're going to do that. But Naomi is not the type of person that comes out of character and lets somebody push her. And so that's when those girls come and they scratch. That's when she has a big bad mother that comes out and I bark like a motherfucking dog.
That was too much back and forth, though.
Right, yeah, that's why
I'm
trying to intervene.
To you girls, to you girls out there on the phone line. The lines are definitely open. You can definitely press one. Maybe if the other girls come up on the line and the callers bring them up, we can definitely have this extra hour. We got 40 minutes left into this show, and then we have the extra hour. And maybe, you know, we can have it what it is, Miss Faye. The girls said they didn't have a chance to talk, maybe. So, you know, now we have a reasonable mind on the show now that can definitely mediate the show, and that will be the legendary Father Rodney Milan is definitely on the line, and he could definitely mediate the cat fight, Miss Faye, and take it to a normal level, Miss Faye. So if the girls want to come back up here, and as long as the girls keep their comments cute, Miss Faye, and I don't have to read the girls, then, you know, we can do the advice, honey.
Okay,
yeah,
Rodney, I had a question. I got a question to piggyback to what you just said. Well, if that's the case, and you said it's up to the judges, I was looking at the Evisu ball tape, and goes back to Yolanda and Mika was battling. I don't know if they had a problem before. Why did Yolanda give that to Mika and Mika tried to give her a hug if she didn't want a hug back?
I mean, Yolanda's been doing that for years. She does that with any of her competitors. It's just like the just the spirit of Yolanda. It's, I don't know if it's shade or if it's not, but I've been seeing Yolanda do that for years and years. She does it to Allura. She did it to Deja. She does it to everybody she battles.
I think Yolanda does that. When Yolanda feels that Yolanda should have won, I think Yolanda gives that. Because I have seen Yolanda have plenty of girls. And, like, a lot of people have called in and said that they thought that Yolanda should have won that battle. And a lot of people have even said that they thought Yolanda should have won the battle. But it's up to the motherfucking judges. It has been plenty of times that girls have came out and worked things, and they shouldn't have won.
You're right.
So we got to call up. Keisha, you're live on the air on the recap show, Keisha.
No.
You know, I love you. You know what? You make me sick. Kelly, you had me in tears. I wasn't going to call in, but I had to call in. Hi, y'all. How about
Hello, Keisha. How are you, baby?
Leomi, how you doing? Congratulations.
Hi, Keisha.
Leomi, first, I just want to say this. I've watched you grow. I've watched you immerse into a young, professional, high-energy performer. You keep doing you like I told your mother on the phone. You don't have to explain yourself to no fucking body because your resume speaks for itself, number one. Okay? Okay. Haters. I have this thing I'm going to say, Kelly, about haters. All I have to say is, Kelly, I was watching the tape about how you see some of these film queens are washed up. Okay? And I'm looking at the tape, and all I have to say is this. When you take moans, Kelly, you don't perform as good as you normally would when you're under when you have a lot of moans and stuff in your body. There's no way in the world. So to call another film queen washed up, you know why some of them appear to be that way because the moans are in their body. Would you agree or disagree?
No.
No?
I would have to highly disagree that don't wash them up.
Kelly? You look at the ones who take a lot of moans.
I don't think that washed them up. You know,
she wouldn't know because she don't have any hormones in her body. So you're asking the wrong person.
Keisha, you know what washed them up, Keisha? What washed them up is that nasty, hard-ass motherfucking silicone they got running down their motherfucking asses and their chest. That's what washes them up. And they can't move anymore because the shit's like motherfucking.
But you
want to
know something? You want to know something which I fell in love with, and I think is very disrespectful. First of all, Leomi haven't explained her resume because she doesn't have to. It's Big Papa that's explaining it. And second of all, you cannot sit back and say that the girls that Leomi came after, the reason why she is the performance diva that she is today. You cannot just discredit them and say that they are washed up. So, Leomi, with all due respect, you have a big bad papa, but for everybody else that's against Big Papa, they got a big bad con. And it ain't going down like that, Papa.
Miss Faye, baby, but you can't even, first of all, those girls performed and they did what they did. You can't even.
Kelly, you were scared for them. You took them to get that silicone. You did that. That's your
dad. I got this, Nicole.
I sure did. But first of all, let me tell you something. First of all, you can't even pick those girls on the same pedestal. Miss Faye, now maybe Miss Mika, you can pick Miss Mika up there, Miss Faye, because she did her motherfucking thing.
Be careful.
You can pick them on the pedestal, and you can put them on a slight
pedestal near my daughter. But Miss Janice, you can't put that bitch nowhere.
Well, first of all, I don't think that there's a pedestal. First of all, I don't think that we should be comparing the same pedestals, because there was a pedestal before Laomi got here. And Laomi created her own platform with a whole new different performance, taking it to another level. So when we all appreciate your performance.
Okay, but Nicole, but this is what I want, Nicole. Me and you are sisters.
Hold on, I'll let you speak.
Me and you are sisters. I don't want to go at it with you. I want you to get your fellas on the line that was calling me a man last week. I want your fellas. I want your fellas, okay? We want realness. If it was a realness thing to stay or a whole way thing, it would be something different. I want those fellas back up on the line.
You know, just like you applaud the platform that Laomi is on, and Laomi, I won't do the same and disrespect you like she's disrespecting them. I'm going to applaud and respect the platform that they made. So you can have it your way. We're sisters, and we've been sisters for years, but we think and have different views. And I choose to respect, along with applaud, what Laomi is doing, to respect the history and where it came from. Because like I said, you took them girls to get pumped. You were bringing them to balls. You the one that used to bring Miss Deja. I was watching the tape when it was, I think, the Legends Ball, and it was Read That Bitch. And when Deja Mariah made that fierce to all the hard drag queens in New York, and Deja made her come and say, I was looking at you with your fucking big bun and your lashes. You were standing right there next to her at the time.
Well, you know, honey, bitch.
Okay, so is it safe to say that if Laomi leave your house, she won't be the topic of your conversation?
And Laomi has left the house of Israel, and she has always been my topic, even when she was a 007 for the 5 months she was a 007. When the girls tried her, I still read, because that's still my child. Whether she's a Miss Riley or whether she's not a Miss Riley, she's still my gay child. So I'm going to defend her with her gun. Laomi can go right now and be the overall mother of the house of Milan, Miss Day. And if the girls try her, I'm going to still read them, because that's my child.
And those are my sisters too, Miss Thing. And that is the history that I choose to respect. Like I said, never taking anything away from them. But you know what, Kelly? I did hear that they're not going to come because they want you now. So while you want them, you don't have to be looking for them now. They're looking for you.
They're looking for me. They want a piece of me.
You.
They want a piece of me. I think all of them, including Deja, needs to go back to that doctor in Albany and finish getting all that silicone taken out of their body before they're ready for me.
Oh. Y'all see how big she got her mouth and read them? You see? This is why they're going to serve her.
My mouth is real serious. You say, yes, it's no motherfucking shame. And I'm not a bitch, and I'm not a bitch that goes. I'm not a bitch that goes like that. But trust me, when it comes down to the girls playing and we're going to play for money, I'm going out for motherfucking blood, bitch. And I'm going to play with those girls the same way I play with everybody else when I come out there involved. I'm not going to play when it comes for change, Miss Faye. Anything a little bitch can do, I'm going to do it better. And one thing I always told my kids, the difference between me and the difference between a skinny bitch is when a skinny bitch do a move and I come right behind her and do that same move, the girl's going to go out more for me doing it because I'm 415 fucking pounds.
Not anymore.
Okay? So, now, those girls don't want to come up here on the line. I don't understand. Well, I guess I'll see all of those girls on Saturday at the function. Is that where we're going to play at the hall?
Ms. Thing, I'm sure that they're all, let me tell you something. You tried me and my show. You tried them and their performance. I'm defending me and my show and letting Laomi know. And also respecting their history. Those girls got something for you, girl, because you did read them. And no one said your name, Laomi. No one said anything personally to you. Kelly spooked underline, and
Nicole,
she came in.
Nicole, you wasn't listening to the show, Nicole. You didn't catch the girl saying it. But if you go back and you listen to the archives of the show, you would catch the girls because everybody caught it.
everybody that listens to the show, from Mother Kiki Blonde, if they called me, from Ski Prodigy, everybody, when I tell you to call, everybody called me about that show. You didn't hear it because there was so much going on, but your girls in the background did say my daughter's name, and that's why I took off.
Well, the show wasn't based on Laomi. It was based on them and trying to bring them back to the platform. But I think you
Nobody
did a good job while embarrassing them and reading and going off like the way you did.
Oh, I didn't. But first of all, Nicole, let me tell you something. As I explained to my kids, you see, now, since you're an overall East Coast mother now also, let me explain something to you like I explained to my kids, right? When I say something, a read the truth. It's never a read, Miss Thing. And the girls need to get that through their head, Miss Thing. The truth is never a read, Miss Thing. And I say this motherfucker, Janice came out there, and she ain't had no memorable moments, and everything she did was choreographed for motherfucking Janet Jackson, Miss Thing, and it was tired and it was washed up. That's the truth, Miss Thing. It's not a read, Miss Thing. And I say Miss Charisma is still the same old Charisma from when I was a butch queen, and she was a motherfucking butch queen of the drag, being a sim queen, Miss Thing, and don't have no on the mold in her body. That's not a read. It's the truth, Miss Thing. If I said Deja took that first $1,000 and we got that fucked up serum and put it in her body, Miss Thing, and they had to take that motherfucking shit out just a year ago, and she got those nasty-ass scars running down her motherfucking tits and her motherfucking leg, it's not a read. It's the truth.
Oh, no.
The truth is never a read. And the girls need to get that through their hands. A read and the truth. The truth is never a read. Okay? How you doing? But I don't think those girls are gonna be calling in. So I don't think we're gonna need that extra hour. I think they wanna see mother on the floor on Saturday. I think that's what they want, Miss Thing. But let them know I'm right down the board from my house, so if they wanna play with me, Miss Thing, let me know, Miss Thing, so when I pack my gowns and stuff so I can walk my three categories this weekend, I can bring my sneakers out, Miss Thing. Because I'll definitely play with those bitches for LSF. They got the energy, Miss Thing. But I really do think that they need to save the energy, Miss Thing, for the category, because the mother is coming and not this one. So they need to save that energy for the category, because if they waste all their energy on me, Miss Thing, what's going to happen when they get to my daughter? They're going to be washed up. So they need to save it for my daughter.
Oh, God. Mm-mm-mm.
Hello, is everybody still there?
Yeah.
Nicole?
I'm not a female figure. We have a caller.
347-577. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello? You're live on the air.
What's good, everybody?
Oh, hi, Father Throwback. That's Father Throwback.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
I'm kind of listening.
What's going on?
I'm kind of upset with everybody listening to y'all. What, Rodney, what's going on? How you doing? Rodney,
are you there?
Where are you?
I think Rodney got disconnected. Hold on. Let's get Rodney back up on the line. Hold on. Hold on, Father Throwback, before you say something. Let's get Rodney up back up on the line, honey. I think he must be running again, so. Hold on, let's get Rodney
Ma.
Back up here.
Ma.
Huh?
What ball is on Saturday? I want to go.
I have no idea.
Girl,
ask
you got to call back and ask Kelly what his
hello.
Ball is going to be.
Yes, Rodney, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, hold on. The ball on Saturday is here in the Bronx, in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. The address, you know, I don't do free promotion, but I would definitely do free promotion for this function. The ball is at 841 Barreto. That's between Barreto and Crawford, honey, and the ball starts at 1 o'clock, and the ball is going to be motherfucking hot, so you girls definitely come out to the ball, and it's $20 to get in, Miss Thing, and the category is a legendary performance. It's grand prize, Miss Thing, and they have a whole host of other categories. It's over $5,000 worth of cash and trophies and all other types of gadgets that will be given out this weekend. So for all you girls out there, make sure you in the motherfucking building, because it's going to be motherfucking hot. Father Throwback, are you still there?
I'm here. How y'all doing?
Roddy,
what's up,
Caesar?
What's good, Roddy? What's
yeah, I'm here.
A couple things. I'm listening to y'all, and I kind of think this is, I think you're all kind of wrong a little bit, to be honest with y'all. I'm excluding Laomi because she has nothing to do with the situation.
That's a man. That's a girl object.
Oh. I feel like, you know, you can't take away what the old girls have done because without the old girls, Laomi wouldn't be here. And you can't take away Laomi done because she started her own thing. It's like when Sanaa and Ashley, they first started, you know, people, they never seen performance like them before, but they came and they turned it. And if y'all all know, when Allura first started, they didn't see Allura at first. And look what Allura took it to. And then Mika and Deja, and look at all that. And I feel like it's kind of wrong how, instead of bringing the girls together, it's always they got to read each other or they don't see each other. And I made that team category, and all these bitches emailed me and was telling me that they know none of the other legends wanted to work with them. And I don't know. I think that's kind of sad because that's why the Femme Queens, it will never be unity at the end of the day. And I'm trying to work on something really big for the Femme Queens to come together. But I don't know. Just listening to this is kind of crazy a little bit.
I agree. Well, I can definitely agree with that.
We don't have anybody to blame but Kelly, but that, because that's how she thinks that we can get them back to the floor.
It's not to blame. It's not to blame. It's not to blame. Because, okay, I have spoken to Caesar plenty of times about working and getting the team together, mistake, and now calling around to all the girls, mistake, and trying to get different girls.
Oh, no, you did that. But there was other girls. I'm not, you know, they didn't want to work with other people.
The girls feel they're better than the next motherfucking bitch, and they don't want to work with a motherfucking bitch, okay? Instead of all the girls just coming together this thing, because the scene started for the motherfucking Femme Queen, and these girls want to feel like they fabulous in this bitch. Oh, I'm not working with her. They didn't ask me to be a team captain, or they didn't ask this bitch to be a team captain, and bitches don't want to work with other motherfucking bitches. The bitches need to get off their motherfucking pedestal because their performance is not what their performance was back in the day, and be grateful that somebody asked them motherfucking has to be on a motherfucking team.
I agree with you, Will. I thought that the girls would be, I mean, especially for money. I would think that the girls, I see the girls go out there and vote for free. I thought for money they could come together for a little while and, you know, give a show, but nobody wants to really do that. But I don't really say that the girls are really washed up, Kelly. I just think that some girls, like, I can
think
well,
in the event that you put it in, I'm making teams and stuff like that. Okay, so weird thing. Y'all right, both of y'all, that the girls don't want to work with this one and the girls don't want this because everybody want to make their own name. So stop playing them up and let these girls work individually to get whoever they feel some type of way about. And then you will have an argument. But if you pair these people up where that one thinks, I'm going to get that bitch, and now you pairing that up to be partners or to do a team, she never gets an opportunity to get her for the $1,000. So
Nicole, I don't have it, but it wasn't set up like that. See, the way it's set up was totally different. It's based on the best production. It ain't no battle. The second part is a battle. The first part is just a team. Whatever who has the best production. To me, back in the day, you know, Ashley and Sanaa would come together for stuff. They was the biggest rivals there was. They knew when to put it behind and come out there and do whatever they had to do. But I just feel, I don't know, because I can only speak for certain girls that I know.
I think
know the bitches
the
I know still got it, but you
got
some girls I think don't care. Like Mika, for example, she don't care about balls no more. Nicole, you know what she's into. She don't care about balls and stuff like that. We have to force her to come out. She don't care about that type of stuff. I just think that some of the girls have too much egos. That's what I think. And when they see a new bitch come along.
I think it was the girls got too much ego and the girls got too much heart for Nicole.
It seems the same. I'm not saying a girl anyway. I'm like, 'cause one thing I'm not is going to give you your team as Big Papa. But I just think as far as
what we're going to do, well, hold on, because you know I'm a bigger person this day, and I said that I wasn't going to do this, but I am a bigger person this day, and I just honestly want to say this day, even though Nicole thinks that I fucked up her show last night this day, I love my sister, the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Cards, down this day, and she had the highest rated show. And her Wednesday night, last Wednesday, mistake, and she think that I fucked up her show, and I heard that she had a little incident after she got off the phone. But I want to definitely do apologize to you if you felt that I messed up your show this day. But, bitch, from everything that the girls called me and said about their show, they loved it. But I want to apologize to you. And the beef is not with you. The beef is with those other fellas.
Miss Bing, you know you don't want to have to go deep with me, dog.
And the beef is not between them about my daughter. The beef is between them because they tried to come and tried to read me this thing. And I told those bitches the truth, and they got mad. And I knew the bitches was mad and bitter, Miss Bing.
Well, you know what? I'm tired of talking to everybody the beef. The beef. I wish we could take it to the floor.
I knew they was bitter and they was mad when I went to go post the link up about this show, about part two tonight on their pages, Miss Bing. And those bitches had deleted me off their page. I knew those bitches was bitter. But it's all right. Y'all got to be friends with me on MySpace. I got over 5,000 other friends, and I got two pages. Ha-ha.
She thinks that she's proving the point. I just think that what I want from Laomi, because I pick at it. Oh, I tell Miss Deja all the time, I need you to stop doing this, Miss Thing, and go get Miss Laomi because she served you to the rhythm. No, Laomi brought it to a thing. I watch it over and over again when Laomi does that floor, and I always, but I use it. I don't want Deja to be mad at Laomi. I don't want Laomi to be mad. No, I want Miss Thing to hit the floor. I want them that are complaining about Laomi to hit the floor and take them queen performance back to what it used to be. And the only way to take Femme Queen performance back to what it used to be is to take Femme Queens and put them to perform, and take female figures and put them to perform, and take Butch Queens and Drags and put them to perform. And we will bring back the whole rivalry thing, and it'll be fun because it's fun. I'm going to get Miss Kelly on that floor, everybody. You're going to get her. I'm going to get her. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be like, bitch, all right, watch this. And that's what I'm expecting, Laomi. I would love to see you and Miss Johnny's, but not for shade, because Johnny's had her era, and now this is your era, and God bless you and all the things you're doing. But I would love to see the battle and how nasty it could get and be going off. I want to feel about it that way. I don't want all the anger, the animosity, and the personal shade to be coming into the ballroom, because
but
that's why it's so empty.
But that's the whole thing. And I can honestly confess, when Laomi didn't even know anything about anybody deeming her legendary when Andre did that on the radio, I called her, and she read.
Yeah.
She said, what the fuck y'all deem me legendary for? I don't give a fuck about that shit. All the rest of the girls care about that. But saying, if these girls come out here and they vote to their potential that I know they have, Miss Thing, and give the girls a show, Miss Thing, then, yes, I will be back up on the sideline cheering for them like I was cheering for them when they was a Mizrahi or they was a Jiwashi or they was in whatever house they was in. These girls don't give me that anymore.
Wow.
The only girl that comes out there and still gives this girl a motherfucking show when she comes out there when season and brings her out is Mika. The rest of these girls don't come out there and they don't give a show. And Mercedes. The rest of these girls come out here and they just want to play around with it, Miss Thing. Why play with it, Miss Thing? These girls, they live for you, Miss Thing. These girls watch you. These girls vote like you girls, Miss Thing. Why not come out there and give these girls a show and want to come out here and just play around? If these bitches stop drinking and put in all that shit that they put in their motherfucking nose, not trying to motherfucking downplay, not sitting from anybody or reading anybody, Miss Thing, and come out there and be sober and come out there and perform, Miss Thing, I think these bitches might have a chance to play with my daughter. But when they come to the ball and they want to sit around and they want to be cocktailed and they want to bump and they want to smoke weed and stuff, Miss Thing,
what they decide to do in their personal time is just that's their personal time. And for you to be attacking
that
is not leaving it to the floor.
If they do that in their personal time, Nicole, then I think they should say, well, I'm high. I'm not going to come out here and vote. Don't come out there and make yourself look like an ass, and then I got to come up here on the radio show and read you, because I'm going to read you.
Wow. I know, and I want everybody else to know, because Kelly's going at it with girls that she also came up with, that this is not going to be over. So I hope all of y'all are prepared for what is going to go on, because none of them who came up with Kelly and that she took to get pumped and she took them there and she took them everywhere is going to allow her to go off and just belittle them, their performance and their history like that. So, Kelly, you should be preparing yourself for a big thing. Because it's a big thing now. That's the new one, everybody. It's a big thing.
So the girls that asked me in the chat room, do I see Jasmine Icon? Yes, I definitely do see Jasmine Icon. They think she gives me Ashley back in the days when Ashley was motherfucking boo boo, and she's going to come into herself, Miss Faye, and she is definitely going to be that next motherfucking bitch. And I definitely do see Veronica Milan performance, Miss Faye. She gives you pussy in a bottle, classic motherfucking Fem Queen motherfucking performance.
I think Jasmine has came into it as herself. I think her performance speaks for herself. I don't think that she does anything other than look like Miss Ashley and able to vogue down like she has the energy. But I think Jasmine is an oral performance by herself. I think that she has shown everybody that she doesn't need Ashley or have to pull out any of her tricks to get where she needs to be in the ballroom. Just as well as Laomi has took her performance to a whole different platform and didn't need anybody to do what she needed to do. But it will be. It's a big thing now.
Another caller, 347-827. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Ebony. I don't usually call this show, but Nicole.
347-827. You're live on the air.
Hello, what up, everybody?
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, this is Joseph Ebony. I don't usually call this show. This is Joseph Ebony. I don't usually call these shows like this, but I want to say something to Nicole. Nicole, I agree with you. Kelly, I think you're getting a little kind of like out of place. Those girls aren't their points, you know. I don't think you should have thrown them to the side like that. I watch a lot of those girls while I've been coming out for like 15 years, you know, and things like that. And for them to be disrespectful like that, come on now. I don't really think, I listened to the show last week, I don't really think they say nothing bad about your daughter. Hello? Hello?
Wow.
Yeah, you still here, Joseph?
Yeah, how you doing? So I don't really think they said nothing bad about your daughter, but Nicole is right, you know. You know, girls, they point. They did it, you know, and they still doing it. Don't knock them out the box already. You know,
I think that Kelly, for everybody, I think that's the way she wants to be. Because she is these girls' girlfriends, by the way. And they know her, so I think that's her way of bringing them to the floor by getting them upset. You know, that's how she wakes me out of my bed, by getting them upset. So, you know, like I said, I don't want it all to be so personal because, like I said, Miss Thing brought Deja to the ball to win. So let's not think that she hates Deja, but that's just her way of...
At the end of the day, these are still my girlfriend's mistake. And you know what? When you read a bitch when they motherfucking down, that makes a bitch come out there and a bitch want to show you. Well, bitch, I still motherfucking
down. And they come in to show you.
And I'm going to, at the end of tomorrow night's show, I'm going to read them some more. And when Mariah finish her interview on Wednesday with Nicole, I'm going to read them some more. And hopefully by Saturday, if I keep reading them, this thing and reading them, these bitches are giving me a motherfucking performance. What?
Oh,
and congratulations, Naomi.
$1,000.
Congratulations, Naomi, too.
Oh, thank you, Joseph.
And stay sweet. Don't let these girls get to you. Stay sweet. Stay a nice young lady, though. You know, don't get into all that. Keep doing your work because there's big things I see in you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Right, you're a very humble person.
Y'all have a good night.
Good night, Joseph.
You too. Have a good
very
night.
Humble person. Okay. Very humble person.
So the show is not over. You girls might have to refresh your computer, honey. Refresh your computer. The show is not over. But we got 12 minutes left into the show. I had an extra hour, but Deja, nor Janice, nor Charisma is calling in here tonight. I guess Nicole has spoken to them, and they said that we'll see them on Saturday. So I guess none of them is calling in here. So I'm going to cancel the extra hour. We're just going to ride out with this last 12 minutes and do the damn thing because the girls ain't coming up here tonight. I don't know why, bitch. It's all in fine, Miss Day. We all sisters at the end of the day, Miss Day. Bitch, I mean, Miss Deja ever since she was, you know, who she was, back in Famous Projects, Miss Tay. I mean, Miss Yolanda ever since Washington Avenue in the Bronx from the Projects, Miss Tay. I mean, Miss Charisma all the way from back from Brooklyn. I don't know where Miss Yolanda came from in the equation, but, you know, it is what it is.
That is so fish.
That's
why you
shut it out.
I'm saying she don't know where
Johnny is. Oh, my God. It's not shaming, okay? But you know what? Let me tell you something. Miss Deja
Hess Brown. I have to give all. I have to give all of. They're all my sisters, and I love them all. Down this day, Miss Deja has groundbreaking performance. Miss Thing, from her first $1,000 win, honey, at the YWCA on 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn this day, to her next $1,000, to her next $1,000, to her doing motherfucking Mystique this thing at the school in the motherfucking Village. She has groundbreaking motherfucking performance, and you can't take that from her. Miss Yolanda has groundbreaking performance and has came out and stormed the girls, Miss Thing, stormed Miss Sanaya, stormed Miss Ashley and all of those, and made her motherfucking name. Miss Mika from a motherfucking bitch queen from the House of Infinity, rolling motherfucking friend, Miss Thing, and her motherfucking skirt, Miss Thing, brow breaking, to transforming and to being a motherfucking bitch queen in drag, to transforming and being a motherfucking femme queen. She has brown breaking motherfucking performances, and I live for all of those girls motherfucking down, and there's no shade to any of them. Miss Janice, I don't know where she came in at the equation. I guess she came in when Miss Deja and Miss Yolanda and Miss Mika took their motherfucking hiatus. So she got a couple of wins in when those girls wasn't at the performance. So they made her legendary for that. But like my sister Miss Ashley said, I want to know why she legendary. Miss Thing. But you can't take nothing. You can't take nothing back that somebody gave her. But they said at the Icon Ball, at the Legends Ball in Atlanta, Miss Thing, they're going to be stripping some girls of their titles, Miss Thing. Maybe she might be one of us. You never know. Why y'all pulling out? Honey, y'all sitting here, y'all is falling out, Miss Thing. Honey, Miss Thing, I'm having fun, Miss Thing. I love all the girls, Miss Thing. It's no shade, Miss Thing, girl. It is what it is, Miss Thing. You know, if the girls want to come out and the girls want me to play with them, Miss Thing, you know, let me know, Miss Thing, because, you know, I'll definitely come out and give the girls a motherfucking show, Miss Thing, because I still got it up in me, Miss Thing, honey, you know. So, if they really want to play with me, Nicole, let me know, because I got 5 services in my bag, Miss Thing. I might have to take 2 of them, Miss Thing, so I can play with the girls. Okay? Nicole, are you still there?
Absolutely, Miss Thing.
Yes. Hold on. We got another caller. 646-842, you're live on the air on motherfucking The Recap Show. How you doing? 646-842, you're live on the air. Oh, they gone, honey. I know who that was, but they gone. But, yes, too.
Well, Laomi?
Mm-hmm.
Is Laomi there? I was like so love Will Smith. Did they seem like they have a real close relationship? And, like, there was just a happy, happy, happy family?
Yeah, like, I love their chemistry together.
It's
just watching.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
You could.
And I love Jada. Like, she almost made me cry because she just gave me so much love. I was like, oh, my God, I love you.
Jada's doing her thing on Hawthorne.
Yeah, she is so cute. She is so cute. And they're, like, all so nice. Even Jaden, the son, he is so nice, too.
Oh,
and he is so long.
She got to me because they are a phenomenal couple. I love them and their marriage.
Yeah, me too. I love their chemistry. It's just, like, so nice.
We have another caller. We have another caller. 267-584. You're live on the air on The Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly, Nicole. This is Tanaka.
Hi, Naka.
Hey, Tanaka. The legendary Tanaka is on the line. Hi, Tanaka.
How y'all doing? I just wanted to call because I just caught wind of Laomi and the video. So I love it when our people do something to put us in the forefront. So I just wanted to say congratulations to you, Laomi. That is a groundbreaking thing that you have did. Yeah, that's a groundbreaking thing, along with like other people like Eric Milan and Andre and other people that have did things professionally with their life. I just want to say congratulations on doing what you're doing. That's what's up.
Thank you so much, Tanaka.
That's what's up. Hi, Kelly and Nicole. Oh, Nicole, congratulations. Aren't you Mother Icon now? Khan now?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, Tanaka.
congratulations on that. But I just got home, so I just wanted to get myself together. I just got off work and get myself together. I just wanted to give Leomi props on what she did and congratulate you too, Nicole. So, yo, I'm continuing the show. I'm about to be out.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that, Yes, well, I'm glad. We definitely had a great show, and I definitely did have fun. And to all you girls out there, Miss Fang, honey, you know, everything that goes on the show, Miss Fang, is exactly what it is, Miss Fang. It's a show, Miss Fang. Outside of the motherfucking show, me and Nicole, our sisters, Miss Fang, we are ride or die, Miss Fang. We are have a cocktail together, Miss Fang, might even have a drink together. We might even do a little something else together, Miss Fang. Me and Miss Deja have been sisters for years, Miss Fang, since we were both motherfucking Butch Queens. The same with motherfucking Yolanda. The same thing with motherfucking Nika, Miss Fang. And I love all of them to motherfucking death. Those are my motherfucking girls. I be ride or die, Miss Fang. If a bitch even try my motherfucking sisters, Miss Fang, I will attack, Miss Fang. Try my motherfucking daughter, bitch. I'm coming to you with a motherfucking harder, Miss Fang. I just love everybody. We just had a fun, Miss Fang. What the fuck? How you doing? Right, Nicole?
Nicole? Did Nicole flash? Nicole is gone, honey. So, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Leomi, are you still
there? Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, well, you know, it's coming. Oh, hold on. We got another caller, honey. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. I guess not, private caller. Hold on. We got another caller? 267-54-584, you're live on the air. 267-548, you're live on the air. Oh, no, that caller's gone. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh.
Yes, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Do you really think that you can vote against those girls?
What?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Girl, these girls is a kiki, Miss Fang. They are a kikako, Miss Fang. Father Carla, you're live on the air.
What if they dip?
Hello?
What if they
Excuse
dip?
Excuse me?
What if they dip?
If they dip what?
Are you going to be able to dip that?
Oh, I guess you're one of those queens that don't be on YouTube. Go and put Kelly Mizrahi on YouTube and thing and watch my videos,
yeah.
Baby. Call back in next week. Honey. Bitch. I can dip, I can spend, I can do it all, Miss Thing. It's for some coins, Miss Thing. But now that I'm coming out to say LSS, Miss Thing, I'm gonna give you a light, Miss Thing. Hold on, this caller is calling back in again. Hello? Yes,
hi, Kelly. My voice wanted to hit the floor. That is my track voice.
Okay.
I guess you're one of those queens
that don't be on YouTube. Go ahead, hello?
YouTube. Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
I want you to hit the floor with me.
When you call in and your number's not blocked and you give me a name and say,
oh, no,
play.
I'm going to tap you on your shoulder, big girl.
Okay, well, you do that.
Bye-bye, baby.
Okay, next private caller, you're live on the air.
I'm going to tap you on your shoulder, too.
Okay,
all
well, you make sure you tap me on my shoulder.
All 12 of
okay.
them.
Okay. Okay, I'll see you then, honey. Tap me on my shoulder. Well, I had set up for an extra hour, but since nobody's on, hold on, I have another caller, honey. Hold on. 917-417, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Corla?
M to the I to the motherfucker Z. Bitches know the rest.
These bitches can't help but look at me.
Yeah, deuces.
Yes, bitch, honey, yes. Well, baby, somebody saying let Johnny's on the line. Johnny's is not calling in here, Miss Fang. And if Johnny's was to call in here, I do have an extra hour set up, Miss Fang, but she's not calling in here, so I'm about to cancel the extra hour, and we have 90 seconds left
to the show. So legendary mother Naomi was right. Please say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for all the love, and I'll keep y'all posted on my achievements. And I guess come out Saturday so we can watch us, so y'all can watch us girls play. And have a good night. Be safe. Safe sex is the best sex. And strive for success. Good night.
Yes, well, like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary mother. I'm the legendary East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. Please, if you go in any alleyway, any bathroom this weekend or tomorrow or tonight, Miss Thing, please make sure you do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up. The life you save will be your own. Good night, everybody, and I love you. And we'll be back here tomorrow night for the legendary icon, Cabbage Ebony's classic Win Classic Tuesday, and we'll be back here on Wednesday night for the legendary Nicole Khan's Ladies Night with the legendary mother, Mariah Revlon, 101 interview. Baby, I can't wait to see you, and I hope to see you soon. Good night. Bye-bye.